Well, the proposed travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand has been welcomed by microbiologist and newly crowned New Zealander of the Year, Associate Professor Susie Wiles. Dr. Wiles has been the public face of COVID education across the Tasman. She thanked New Zealanders when she was awarded the nation's top honour last week.
I'm hyper-visible, but we got here because of all of us. And we got here especially because of the invisible thousands and thousands of people, our essential workers, our contact tracers, our testing people, all of those people, thousands and thousands of people who we don't know who they are. We got here because of them.
Associate Professor Susie Wiles says the travel bubble with Australia is an important international step. I spoke to her a short time ago.
I think it's very significant. You know, I mean, we obviously have lots of countries already opening to, you know, open to each other, but that really is just moving the virus around. The fact that we might be able to safely move, you know, safely travel and not move the virus around to such an extreme extent is really important. I guess the risk for us comes as when both either New Zealand or Australia decide to open up to other countries, and then what impact that has, you know, on this bubble. The bigger the bubble gets, obviously the more risk there is. And so that's something that I think will have to be negotiated moving forward.
Is it a positive step?
Oh, I think absolutely. But I think everything, you know, that we've been doing has been trying to show people that there are ways out of this pandemic. Obviously, the longer you leave it to act, the harder it is. But I think the alternative of just, you know, allowing people to get infected, you know, much of the modelling shows that vaccines are not the only way out. Countries are going to have to try and do more to stop community transmission. And, you know, we're kind of an example of what you get when you take that route.
What is it about culture in New Zealand that has helped to eliminate the virus?
Well, I guess we've had, I think we've had both the benefit of watching what was happening in other countries, which Australia, I think, also had. But we've had from the very top that leadership of, you know, we do this as a team. It takes everybody's efforts. You know, and that's all very much evidence-based. You know, there's lots and lots of research that shows that those communities that come together are the ones that are more likely to survive, you know, a terrible event. And so, you know, we've had a bit of practice of that with some things that have happened to us over the last couple of years. And I think this taking a health approach and saying, you know, we do this together, making sure that the country understood the decisions that were being made and why we were going to be asked to do really drastic things. I think these have all contributed to our success.
What are the biggest lessons you've learned about communicating science?
I mean, I guess I'm in this position partly because I've been interested in communicating science for a long time. And I think it just shows, you know, you need people to understand why decisions are being made. You need people to understand, you know, how their actions matter. And you need to do that in ways that reach different audiences. And not everybody is watching, you know, the news or listening to the radio. Lots of people are sharing information through social media. And so having things that are quick and short and appealing that you can share through those routes, I think, has been sort of part of the secret of our success, I think.
You've just been awarded New Zealander of the Year, and in your response to that award, you were saying that in some ways every New Zealander should get that award for what they went through last year. How important has the public's role been in New Zealand's response?
Oh, it's been absolutely crucial. I mean, no, I do feel like this was the year when we all deserved it because we have been working as a team, you know, and some of those team members have been doing more than others. For example, all of our essential workers and everybody, you know, involved in contact tracing and testing and all of those kinds of things. But everybody has done, or almost everyone has done what was needed to be done. And, you know, everybody played their role. And so it feels weird being the one who's kind of singled out as the COVID lady when really I'm just the very visible face of what has been an effort by many, many invisible people.
How striking is the disparity at the moment? On one side of the ocean, we've got somewhere like New Zealand and also Australia that's doing relatively well. And now at the moment, we're hearing these horror stories come out of places like Brazil, where it's young people who are falling ill to this terrible virus.
Yeah, well, we've known that just the sheer numbers you know, mean that even if something is a small percentage of people, whether that's dying or suffering from long COVID, that's still, when you've got millions and millions and millions of people impacted, that's still a large number. And obviously, not curbing community transmission has allowed all these new variants to evolve, which, you know, in some cases seem to be more transmissible. We've got some that seem to be, you know, impacting people more. And, you know, it's devastating. It's absolutely devastating to see those pictures, to see, you know, graves being dug when they really shouldn't have been. I know. And the fact that some people still just call this, oh, it's just a flu and you'll be fine unless you're old. I mean, it feels like people aren't paying attention, and it's quite awful.
What do you think the history books will write about this time of global health?
Oh, gosh, I don't think many places are going to be judged well, to be honest. I mean, I think they have just shown, you know, in a global world, how we need to be behaving more collectively, how when we take the stance of going alone, how bad that you know, that works out for us. You know, and this pandemic is just, you know, possibly one of many that we're going to face in the future. We obviously also have climate change. We have so many global things that are impacting us, that if we don't learn the lessons of this, that we have to act together, then you really have to wonder how we're going to get through.
That's microbiologist and newly awarded New Zealander of the Year, Associate Professor Susie Wiles.